Take your Bibles, if you will. Turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 9. Matthew, chapter 9. We'll continue our thoughts from the book of Matthew. Let us stand together, if you're able, as we'll read from Matthew, chapter 9, beginning at verse 9, down through verse 13. Matthew 9, 9. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with the publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the opportunity to come and to sing songs of praise, Lord, even to give an offering. But now as we look into your word, may we be encouraged to be followers of Jesus. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Last week, we saw the call of Matthew, also known as Levi. Today, we shall see two individuals coming to Jesus, one to be healed, the other desiring healing for another. So we will now read from Matthew chapter 9, beginning at verse 18. Matthew 9, 18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is now dead, or is now, or even now dead. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. And when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. In the 9th chapter of Matthew, Jesus continues to heal people, which enlarges his ministry. But he now begins to receive opposition from the religious community. Jesus' healing in this story, and the next were linked to their faith. Chapter 9 concludes with Jesus asking his disciples to pray for laborers, where he says, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. I know this is early, but the 2020 Mission Conference theme is Pray ye therefore. And we need to do as the Lord commanded, that we pray that the Lord will send laborers. And of course, with that prayer, we need to also be willing to help them get there. Point number one, Jesus heals a woman who has an issue of blood. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. 12 years. On our prayer band sheet, we have an area called ongoing prayer or ongoing health concerns. This woman would have been on it. For 12 years, she had this issue of blood. This same story is recorded in both the Gospels of Mark and Luke. And Mark informs us that this woman had tried many physicians, and she was not only financially broke, but rather grew worse. Her hopes had been shattered. She may have been depressed. And then, like Jairus, she heard that a miracle worker was in town. And even though she was ceremonially unclean due to her blood issues, according to Leviticus 15, she gets dressed to go out amongst the people. She has a plan. She will sneak up from behind and will reach down and touch the hem of his garment. And we read that in verses 20 and 21, and we find that she does what she says. Now, in your mind's eye, ponder what is happening here. Jesus is among a multitude of people. Jairus is taking Jesus to his house as quickly as possible so that he could heal his daughter. Now, can you see this happening? And a woman reaches out and touches Jesus, and the scripture records for us, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed from the plague. Can you see that? Can you imagine? For 12 years, she has felt anemic, and she has felt drained, and she was tired, and suddenly there is this healing, and the blood is flowing properly, and she has strength again. Jesus suddenly stops, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, according to Mark 5:30. And he turned in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Who touched my clothes? She said, "I will touch his hem." She was unclean because of her blood issues. If she would have touched Jesus physically, he would have been considered unclean. And so she touched his hem and not him. And Jesus suddenly asks the question, "Who touched my clothes?" We see the reaction of the disciples. "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee and ask, 'Who touched me?'" Do you notice they did not respond with what he said? He said, "Who touched my clothes?" They said, "Who touched me?" We need to listen carefully what Jesus says. What they're saying is, Jesus, of course someone has touched you. They all want to touch you. You know, it's like famous people. You know, people want to be around them. They want their autographs. They want to be in contact with this person. Again, Mark chapter 5:32, "And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing." What does she see when Jesus looks at her? Compassion. She saw love. See, we think we know what love is, but we don't know what love is yet. But when we see Jesus Christ, we will know what love is. We will see it as it just pours out from him. Mark 5:33 says, "But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what she was done, or what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Have you ever been asked to explain why you did something and you begin to talk and it's just flowing out of you so fast you don't even know if they're understanding what you said? I think that's what this woman did. She said, I went to this doctor and nobody could help me and I don't have any money and I've been sick for 12 years and now for the first time, I feel good. I feel great. Then Jesus responded and he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. The divine physician, because of the touch, been able to heal her. Point number two, trouble not the master. We read from the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 48 and 49. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. As we read here in Matthew, Jairus, a certain ruler of the synagogue, has come to Jesus. And his daughter is so near death that Jairus had said, My daughter is even now dead. Can you feel his anguish? If I were to ask you, do you know of somebody who has lost a child? And we could begin to give illustration after illustration. Some of us remember when Vicki Sigler bore a son who only lived about 8 hours. And we think, wow, that had to be hard. We think of Diana Sitter, who was at about the age of 12, who died. I remember, Judy, when your brother, I believe he was 16, passed away. My own brother passed away some 26 years ago when he was 38 years old. It's hard on a parent when the parent outlives the child. And you can imagine how he felt when he heard this news. But let's think about this. His daughter was 12 years old. How long had the woman been ill? 12 years. Do you find that interesting? It's both 12. But can you read the mind of Jairus? Jesus is coming to his house and he's going to heal my daughter. You think he's excited? Can you imagine he's wanting the procession to move quickly? Then suddenly the procession of people comes to a complete stop. I think Jairus was saying, hey, come on, let's move along. And Jesus is asking a question. Who touched my clothes? The disciples are grumbling about a large group of people and all who are reaching out to touch him. What can I do to get these people moving? My daughter is ill. And yet there they're standing and they're carrying on a conversation as if there is no other problem but this woman. Did Jairus know this woman? He was off, after all, a certain ruler of the synagogue. Was he the one that had declared her ceremonially unclean? Did he even care about this woman's physical needs? Now what? He knows that man that's working his way to him. This does not look good. No, I don't want to hear it. Why did Jesus have to stop? Timing. It's all about timing. Why didn't I get there sooner? What was his servant saying? Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? You think those were hard words for him to hear? Let's begin reading once again at verse 23. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, minstrels were paid mourners. They would mourn out loud for the people of the house that were too emotionally distraught to say anything. And they would wail and they would cry out and they would discuss what had happened. And Jesus saw them and the Bible says, and the people making a noise. Oh, this shouldn't have happened. And why did this happen? And oh, she was a beautiful girl. And oh, you're going to miss her. And they're all carrying on conversation. In verse 24, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. The maid is not dead, he says. And they laughed him to scorn. We see the disciples telling Jesus, hey, get with the program, everybody's touching you. And now they're laughing him to scorn. The creator of the universe. How often we disrespect our Lord. How often we try to tell Him what to do instead of listening to what He has to say. And He puts the people forth. And He went into the room. And He took her by the hand. And the maid arose. Jesus came to seek and to save them that are lost. Physically, we will all die. In fact, one out of one dies. And we don't know who will be next. Do I have a volunteer? Because that's part of life, isn't it? But spiritually, we are all dead until we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Spiritually, we need a Savior. Because we cannot save ourselves. We cannot do it because we are in a sinful condition and the God of the universe will not accept our good works. Yes, we're to do good, but we will not accept them in lieu of the need of salvation. He wanted a perfect sacrifice and God died for God. Jesus Christ came to die that we could have salvation. He will have mercy. And we are to be merciful. And Jesus Christ came calling the sinner to repentance. Verse 26 says, and the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. Can you imagine? People left the house saying, hey, you know what happened? Jesus healed that woman, that girl. He healed first the woman with the issue of blood and then this 12-year-old girl who had died, he brought her back. And some were declaring he was the Messiah. But then there are those who say, no, he can't be the Messiah. What do you think of Jesus? Do you think Jesus was a liar? Do you think he was a lunatic? Because there are a lot of people in insane asylums that say they're Jesus. That they're the Messiah. Well, if you don't think he was a liar and you don't think he was a lunatic, then you must believe he is the Lord. And have you accepted him as your personal Savior? Shall we stand together? 381 is our song of invitation. Jesus is calling. You can come to the altar and you can pray by yourself if you have something you need to pray about. Or if you'd like to know Christ as your Savior, we'd be glad to have someone show you from the Scriptures what you must do to be saved. Dear Heavenly Father, at this invitation time, we ask, Lord, now that you would bless us. May the Spirit move. And Lord, if there's someone here that needs to be spiritually saved, may that be done today. And we ask it in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.